Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Online, qnlabs.com.
Healthline is distributed nationally by the Gab.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm having a great visit with Leo Haviland. LeoHaviland.com, right, Leo?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Check out that website, folks. You'll be treated to his outstanding analysis. He's a very prolific writer and contributor to different outlets and especially his own website. I encourage you to go there. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. They got something on Wall Street called the VIX, the Volatility Index. And I don't know much about it, but it's been interesting to me to kind of observe it a little bit over the years. And it's just a collection of indicators that they kind of look at. They just check in with it from time to time. The Wall Street folks like you check in with it every once in a while just to kind of see where it is and see if it matches up with your perspective of other issues. How do I do on that?
You explained it very well. The VIX measures the volatility of the S&P 500 stock index. And in brief, if stocks are moving around a lot, particularly on the downside or bearish side, there's a tendency for that VIX indicator to rise numerically. And when things are peaceful, it's low. And some persons say that, for example, in the present case, that if the U.S. stock market is declining significantly or has had several days where it's shown signs of that, that this VIX number is going to go up, say, from 10 to 15. Which would be sort of 10 would be a very low number, and it's been less than that in recent months, to 15 or 20 or 40. And if things became very volatile, which often is in when there's a bear or downtrend, the VIX tends to spike.
Well, where is it right now?
It's around 12 or 13, I think.
So that's not too bad. And see, that's another issue. I mean, that's something else to look at and to not be too upset about the way things are going. But what as you look into the future, when you blend in some of the geopolitical issues we got going on with interest, I know you've been doing a lot of writing on the situation with interest rates. When you blend in an overheated stock market and a just now possibly expanding global economy, what do you see the volatility for the next year or two?
I see it at least gradually moving up with a significant potential for noteworthy spikes.
So you think we're in for a, regardless of whether things adjust a lot or not, you think we're in for a little bumpier ride going forward?
The ride's going to be bumpier going forward. And to put some of the near-term history, which gets downplayed with the passage of time, in 2015, the VIX went up in the summer to 53. At its bottom at the stock market bottom in January and February, the VIX had risen to 32. Even in mid-2016, it went up to 27. It had spiked to the 40s, high 40s in 2010 and 2011, and maybe it won't go up into the 40s or 50s, but 10 or 12 or 13 is quite low. And with some valuation measures indicating that equities are on the high side, and questions on earnings, and you pointed out the interest rates and the issues of tax reform and so forth, one should do, as you're indicating, pay attention to the VIX.
And as a small business out here on Main Street, I mean, we have to realize that we're basically we're planting the ground. We have to take whatever rolls downhill from for us.
And true. Excellent point.
Give us in less than a minute. Give us your thoughts on that. What should we be looking for?
You should be looking for rising interest rates in the United States, especially, or a breakdown of what little political consensus may be out there now. Mm, mm.
And talk about mayhem. If the leadership changes in Washington on Congress a year from now, that'll be serious mayhem, won't it?
Yes, one should not be complacent nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Leo, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me on your great show, Jim.
Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of that and you'll get smarter. I got to go for this hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.